Welcome to our yet-to-be-named podcast here from Kamehameha Schools. I'm joined by Chris Blake, Kumu, up on the Kapa'olama campus. Chris, tell us a little bit about what you're doing as far as your current title and this class that you're teaching today.
Well, currently I'm a Kumu up at the Kamehameha Schools, Kapa'olama, and the high school in the science department. I'm the science department chair and currently a teacher of two classes. One of them, Malama Honua, Our Sustainable Future, which deals a lot about sustainability, things that we can do, paying attention to what's going on, but looking at sustainability of food, aina, water, energy, and what we can do to make a difference. I'm also a kumu of the celestial navigation class, also known as Papakitohoku, in which we're taking a look at the celestial navigation techniques, both traditional and Western, as well as overlaying it with connections with the Polynesian Voyaging Society, and you know, getting them out there, getting them to learn and learning about the stars and the star lines, the star compass, and then putting it into action by getting out on the ocean on the va'a to see how it works. So
okay, and just hearing that, the first thing I think of is it's not a traditional classroom type setting. So how does that class format fit with what you're trying to do as far as not a typical lesson plan and that sort of thing?
Well, we have an overview of what we're looking at doing. Our first semester in our Kilohoku class, what we are doing is taking a look at the four star lines that we've done a lot of work with the Polynesian Voyaging Society, with Nainoa Thompson, the other navigators. Lehua Kamalu is actually a kokumu with us, who is one of the navigators, Kamehameha graduates, who is there helping us. We take a look at those star lines using using computers and things like that so they can actually see it. And then the idea is to get them out in either in the ocean or in the land, or even just going out and observing it in the real world. So we're taking those things in a virtual world and then overlaying it in what's happening in the real world so they can begin to see those kinds of connections and do that. And in our second semester, we're looking at the sailing part of it. So we've been down to the METC, the Marine Education Training Center, down in our Aupua'a Makai. And we were able to make connections with PVS down there, had an opportunity to do a number of sails so they can learn about sailing, learning about knots, learning about the winds, how the winds work. So both inside the classroom and outside the classroom, including charting. And the idea of this is at the end of our class, there'll be a culminating activity in which through preparation and proper planning, our students will be able to hopefully navigate through our central islands in a five island sail, taking them to Lanai, Koho'olawe, Maui, and Molokai, as well as learning about the areas that they'll be visiting, but also sailing there so they can become connected and actually put the things that they're learning into class into action.
Okay. And in addition to all the things that they're learning, what about taking it a step further and talking about Native Hawaiian identity and just bringing the culture into it? And how important is that as opposed to just a typical textbook-led class?
Well, I think it's important. You know, as we look at what our kuleana is as educators of the Native Hawaiian youth, you know, there are many different ways of doing it. But I think the identity and connection, it helps them to know who they are. You know, as they're developing and going through their process of education through Kamehameha or other means, oftentimes they don't have that linking or figuring out who they are. And you know, it's always in motion about figuring those kind of things out. But we want them connected to their past. We want to find out a little bit more about what's happened in the past. And then the idea of them having a foundation of knowing what's going on, what has happened in the past, and what can be used in order to teach us in the future. For our class, we look a lot of the things, and the first thing that they have done is to figure out the history of PVS, the important people in it. Mau Pialug, who is a very key important person of helping in this renaissance of Mea Hawaii of through the 1970s to today, with language, with education, with celestial navigation. And then the thought of our ancestors as being able to do one of the greatest feats of mankind of populating these Pacific islands without any use of what they considered Western and technology, they were able to do so. And that's kind of important for them to know and become grounded. And then they can use that as a springboard to knowing and seeing through innovation, creativity, of what potential they may be able to see in leading that kind of journeys in their own world. It doesn't have to be on the ocean, But in whatever they're doing, they can use that kind of grounding in order to take them to be successful to wherever they do in life.
Okay, and earlier today, actually, we got to see some of the students learning hands-on in action, and we noticed that some of them are somewhat non-traditional students in that they learn in different ways, and this class is actually bringing that out from them and within them. How important is that for you to see that type of growth and maybe use this as a model for other classes?
Well, you know, the game of school is one that it's set up for a certain kind of success. And I think Kamehameha does an exceptional job of continuing to prepare our haumana for their next steps. Oftentimes, or at least in my opinion, there are other ways of genius that often aren't shown in a traditional classroom setting. Whether it's going to be through creativity, whether it's going to be if they have an ability of just being observant. Those kind of things aren't valued in lots of classes. And so for what's considered, I guess, a non-traditional student, one who is definitely a lot more kinesthetically learning, able to absorb and interpret and do things, more of a doer than a theoretical type of person. And I think this class definitely has a mixture of both. Finding ways to be able to find that balance and also allowing for both to be successful. I think there's many of those things happening. It definitely happens in this class, but I think it's happening all over our campus in pockets. It's a matter of having these pockets become amplified and to show others that, you know, education has come a long way. It's gone from the book smarts and also putting it into the actual doing of things. And, you know, it's happening in this class. But again, I can't stress how it's not unique. It's been happening all over our campuses, actually it's all over our network of Native Hawaiian schools especially, which I think those are the people who are the actual leaders in these kind of types of learning type activities. And you know, we at Kamehameha have so much to learn, and we can learn with them. And I think that's the kind of thing that will be able to take our education here at Kamehameha to the next level. So it's not about who gets there first, but it's about raising everybody up so that everybody can benefit from that kind of those kind of ideas and actions.
Okay. And as we wrap up, just kind of put your looking into the future cap on. Is this the kind of curriculum that you think not only Kamehameha schools, but other schools will start to adapt as far as a way to more efficiently teach and grow better, well-rounded leaders of tomorrow?
I think so. I think this is one of the many different modalities that we can do. If you talk to a lot of futurists or read a lot of those kind of podcasts or articles, they're talking about the way that things are becoming mechanized and the automation of things with the computer and the computers and things getting so technical, that a lot of those things of just doing without any kind of thinking process are going to be gone. Those kind of employment opportunities are be gone. I was talking about this to both this Malama Honua, my Malama Honua class as well as our Kilohoku classes. You know, in the next 5 years, I think we're in a crux of people and the shift moving into this automation. I mean, it's happening in all over places. There, you see them in kiosks where there's no longer a human body. There's a kiosk that we can do things, or an app that does that kind of job. So the idea of us preparing our haumana to be prepared for that kind of thinking, that kind of application, and being able to do that kind of thinking where they could see potentially a disparate set of inputs, be able to make sense of it and project out something to come out of it, which right now our computers don't have that ability to do, is going to be important. We're going to need that kind of thinkers. We're going to need those kind of dreamers. We're going to need those kind of people who have that kind of ability in order for us to be successful, not only here in Hawaii, but around the world. And hopefully through experiences and through classes like these and others that are all over the place, we can help to develop those so they can be the leaders of our Lahui and our Kaiāulu for tomorrow.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris, for joining us.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
And for everybody listening, make sure to tune in. And if you have any suggested names for this podcast as we go forward, you can tweet us at KS News and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Kamehameha Schools. For KS, I'm Kyle Galdera. Aloha.